This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, February 14th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 again today, of course, is Russia, Russia, Russia. The difference in the professionalism of the foreign ministry of Russia and his counterparts in the UK and the US was on full display last week. On Thursday, Sergei Lavrov of Russia, he's the gentleman on the right of your screen, met with the UK's foreign minister, Liz Truss, and just to be blunt, she embarrassed herself. During the closed-door meeting, it was later reported, Lavrov asked Truss whether the UK accepted that that Russia had the right to move troops and equipment to the areas called Voronezh and Rostov. Well, Truss said reportedly, quote, the UK will never recognize Russian sovereignty over these regions, end quote. It was a trap, apparently, because Voronezh and Rostov are inside Russia's internationally recognized borders, not in the contested Donbass region across the border in Ukraine. Ms. Truss should have known that, but she didn't. Commentators said the British politician thought that he was probably referring to Donetsk and Luhansk, which are the two regions in called the Donbass, which are contested. It doesn't matter. She should have known the difference. Yes, of course, Russia has the right to move troops inside its own borders. Well, Truss had previously been criticized in both Moscow and Britain for confusing the Baltic Sea and the Black Sea. Baltic Sea, north of Russia, Black Sea, south of Russia. Again, when you're the foreign minister of the United Kingdom, you ought to know that. Well, Lavrov, for his part, was not amused. He said it's like the West, the UK, and the United States listening to Russia, but not hearing. What they're saying, what he's saying is falling on deaf ears. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that Russia could invade at any moment, even during the Winter Olympics. Again, Blinken did not detail the evidence behind the State Department's claim that Russia is about to invade. This calls to mind the press conference last week between where State Department spokesperson Ned Price was called out by Matt Lee of Associated Press for making the same claim and then not offering any evidence other than we just said it. That's the evidence that you need. Sorry. Blinken was embarrassed recently when he questioned the wisdom of Kazakhstan, one of Russia's southern neighbors, for asking Russia for troops to help put down a recent uprising, protests that turned violent in a number of Kazakh cities. Blinken said, quote, Russians are in your house. It's sometimes very difficult to get them to leave, end quote. Russia's foreign ministry, again the department headed by Sergei Lavrov, pointed out that American soldiers are still based in Germany, Japan, and Korea, in some cases more than 75 years after the conflicts that brought American soldiers to those countries in the first place. And then there's this. The photo released by the Kremlin of the meeting between Vladimir Putin and French President Emmanuel Macron. Why the big table? Well, the Kremlin said it was because Macron refused to share detailed details of his most recent COVID test. I suspect that there was more at work here, that this was a not very subtle message from Putin to Macron. the subtext there, you're not ready to sit at the big boy table. And then this strange phenomenon. Apparently, Ukrainian soldiers, female soldiers, are becoming TikTok stars. They're sharing on social media these images of dolled up, best term I can come up with, women in fatigues. And apparently we're supposed to believe that these young ladies are going to defend Kiev from invading Russian troops. I mean, look at the nails on this hand holding the ammunition here. This is a hand that has never held a weapon. I'm sorry, even as far as winning the information war is concerned, the propaganda war, this isn't doing it. These look more like ads for, mail order brides. I'm sorry. Topic number 4, let's move on. Freedom Convoy. The Canadian Superior Court of Justice issued an order halting access to funds being raised by the Christian crowdfunding site GiveSendGo. This is according to the Canadian outlet Global News. Protesters had raised more than $10 million through GoFundMe, which then shut down the account and then said, well, we're just going to take this money. If people want a refund, they can ask, but otherwise we're just going to redistribute the money to some other charities that we find acceptable. Of course, that generated a very harsh backlash, and then GoFundMe said, oh, we'll send back all the money. Well, Give, Send, Go stepped up, and protesters raised millions on campaigns on Give, Send, Go. But then the government of Ontario jumped in, led by Premier Doug Ford, and the Canadian Superior Court of Justice ruled basically saying that no money could be dispersed to the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa. Hundreds of semis have been in Ottawa for a couple of weeks. There are also trucks blockading border crossings in Alberta, Manitoba, and Ontario. So far, Give, Send, Go has raised more than $9 million, basically making up everything that GoFundMe had tried to confiscate. Give, Send, Go posted a statement on Twitter Thursday night, last Thursday, about the campaign for the Freedom Convoy. Quote, know this, Canada has absolutely zero jurisdiction over how we manage our funds at Give, Send, Go, end quote. The story still unfolding. Topic number three, the CIA. They may know more about you than you think. Two senators last April sent a letter to Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, and William Burns, director of the CIA. The note just made public last week. These senators claiming, the senators, by the way, Ron Wyden of Oregon and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, saying that the Central Intelligence Agency has been collecting bulk information on American citizens without congressional oversight. This is theoretically not within the CIA's power to do. They're not supposed to be able, they're not supposed to be doing this. They're supposed to be spying on foreigners who have evil designs on the United States. They're not supposed to be spying on us, but they do. The agency said the programs involved counterterrorism intelligence-related activities operated under Executive Order 12333. The senators who are on the Intelligence Committee said the agency conducted its own bulk program outside the statutory framework Congress and the public believe govern this collection. They're freelancing, spying on American citizens. The letter was heavily redacted, so we don't know everything that was in this letter. Important little things like how long exactly this surveillance went on, how widespread it was, or what sort of information was collected, or from whom. Just know that anything you do online or on your phone is probably winding up being collected by an intelligence agency, either the CIA, the NSA, or some... There is no such thing as privacy, true privacy anymore. Topic number two, a satanic conference. Yeah, we have our prophecy conferences. Apparently, the Satanists have their own conferences. They held it in Scottsdale, Arizona over this weekend, SatanCon. They had hoped to set a record for the world's largest Satanist gathering. Now, the irony of this is that the guys behind the Satanic Temple really don't believe Satan exists. They're actually atheists. They just use Satan as a way to get media attention. And yes, I recognize the irony that I'm giving them attention here. But they really are using this as a way to turn freedom of religion policies and laws here in the United States against the Christian majority. According to Fox 10 in Phoenix, the origins of this event are back in 2016. The temple wanted to make remarks at a city council meeting, and the mayor of Scottsdale, a former mayor, Jim Lane, denied the request. So hence, this past weekend, SatanCon in Scottsdale, Arizona. They are sadly misinformed. Just pray that they realize what they're dealing with before it's too late. Coming up, what may be the worst federal government appointee ever? And you may want to ask the children to leave the room. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics, pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, and I will repeat, you may want to pause the video if there are children in the room and wait until they're out of earshot. A recent high-level hire by the Department of Energy, this is for the Office of Nuclear Energy. He's been hired as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition. His name is Sam Brinton. He is a drag queen. He lectures on kink at college campuses and has participated openly giving interviews about his role in fetish role play. Now, what he does in his own time behind closed doors is his business, but when he's brought into the federal government in a sensitive position dealing with radioactive waste, it becomes a concern for all Americans. And I think it also says something about where we are as a society right now. He has written about his opposition to conversion therapy, the idea that people can be brought back into a biblical role for gender and physical relationships. He goes by the alter ego name of Sister Ray D. O'Active. He has a degree from MIT in physics. He's an active member of the Drag Queen Society in Washington, D.C., called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And in an interview 6 years ago, he openly discussed his role playing as a pup handler, pup, P-U-P. That means he's the one who holds the leash while the other guy pretends to be a dog. His costume as Sister Ray D. O'Active. I don't want this to come across as a self-righteous, moralizing pietist pointing fingers at others for doing things that I don't do. As the Bible tells us, none of us are righteous. No, not one. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. As John wrote, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So by the standard of holiness set by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I am a condemned sinner, worthy only of the wages of sin, which is death. It is only by His sacrifice, knowing my rebellion from the beginning of time, that I am saved at all. Grace through faith in Him. This young man likewise needs that grace. So I'm not pointing to him to condemn him. He openly admits that there was trauma in his childhood, and sadly that is a common thread among many who are in this community, though many refuse to admit it. A trauma that changes the entire track of their lives away from what God designed and called good at the time of the garden. It says a lot about our society right now that, well, first of all, the Democratic Party, in their minds, this is just a valid expression of diversity. It also says a lot about our society that pastor in Utah I told you about last week caught more flack for advocating a biblical standard of modesty and morality than the Democrat Party is getting for hiring this gentleman for a sensitive position inside the Department of Energy. Pray for our nation. Pray for this young man, because the God of this world is gaining the upper hand. If you're watching this, there's a very good chance that you, like me, consider ourselves to be behind enemy lines right now. And that's what we do at Skywatch TV, but always trying to do it as the Apostle Peter wrote, commanded really, with gentleness and respect. Because again, according to the standards of holiness set by our Lord and Savior, there's none of us who deserves the gift that he gave us. Skywatch TV's magazine has become an e-magazine. Again, the cost of paper, the supply of paper, has made it impossible for us to continue printing hard copy, but it is available at the website. Every time you go to skywatchtv.com, check the right-hand sidebar there, and you'll find a link to the PDF file. It is an enhanced PDF, meaning it is linked internally, where you can navigate inside very easily, also navigate to ads and other links that are included in the copy. You can also download it right now if you've got a smartphone or tablet with you. Just point the camera at the QR code on your screen, and that will bring up a link that'll take you right to the archive for the Skywatch TV e-magazine. Again, it is available. It is always free, and you can access it right now. Either navigate to skywatchtv.com and look in the right-hand sidebar, or take advantage of the QR code on the screen. Use your camera, and that'll take you right to the Skywatch TV e-magazine. During the month of February, for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send as our thank you gift, Dead Pets Don't Lie, the book and the accompanying DVD series that may shock you by revealing what is actually in the food that you feed your pets. It's, you would not imagine. I've read through the book very carefully. I narrated the audiobook edition, but it was shocking. All those ads make them look, the food looks so healthy. Guys in white coats would never lie, would they? Again, during the month of February, for your gift of any amount to Skywatch TV, we'll send Dead Pets Don't Lie, the book and DVD, to you. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or the Skywatch TV store online, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. And thank you. This week on Skywatch TV, we begin a couple of programs with Jimmy Evans, prophecy expert, often seen on Daystar. He's got a new book called Tipping Point, and he talks with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air programs, not just the weekly program, but all of our programs, posted at skywatchtv.com. And by the way, we got a new time on Daystar. You'll find us at noon Central Time here in the U.S. on Daystar. That is UTC minus 5 right now. Minus six. Yes, UTC minus 6 if you're elsewhere in the world. Again, that's Wednesdays at noon Central Time here in the U.S. But you'll see the schedule for all of our programs, including Unraveling Revelations, Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of those at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got a set-top box like Roku or Apple TV, just pick up the remote and click, and we'll be there on your schedule. Or you can download our free mobile app. The mobile app works on iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. Gets you all of our video content, important news, and a schedule of our upcoming events right there in the palm of your hand. We've got links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.